Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blixen and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. I have on the phone with us today Mrs. Sarah Hewitt. And I have to be honest, when I heard that Sarah Hewitt was on the phone, I had no idea who this was. She is formerly known as Sarah Bramer of District 200, and she not only has taken a new job within District 200, but she also recently got married, and she is back to tell us a little bit about, we're going to call it the 8th annual Santa on the Farm event. So, Sarah, how the heck have you been?
I have been pretty great, grand, and wonderful.
No kidding. So, Sarah, first, let's talk about your name change. What up with that?
I got married this past October.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So Christmas decorations were a little bit easier this year because we had double the hands doing it.
Oh, I like that. That's part of getting married to you was the Santa on the farm event. So
it was actually when we met one another online, and one of the things that was a deal breaker for me was not willing to put up Christmas decorations.
How many people did that weed out?
That's a good question. I suppose a lot of people were like, nope, hard pass.
Yeah, they swiped the other way or whatever. Sarah, so this is great because you've been in a long-term relationship for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we have. We've known one another for 3 years, and now I have my Santa to my Mrs. Claus.
Oh, congratulations. That is really, really special. So, Sarah, you have been doing this Santa on the Farm event for at least 8 years, and it really did start out kind of just something for you to, you had no idea how big it was going to get. Is that fair?
That is most certainly fair. I never thought it would get you.
So how has it evolved over the years, please?
It started out as a small display just in our front yard, and now it's 3 decorated homes, 5 barns, a drive-through event. We open every night, so we opened up the Friday after Thanksgiving, and we'll go until New Year's Day. Every night at 4 o'clock, the lights tick on, and then they stay on until 10 o'clock. And so it's just one of those things where pretty much every night, there's people driving through our yard and in amongst our barns looking at everything. You get that up-close view of our cows. And then we have our one special night, Santa on the Farm, which is December 10th this year. And people can drive through. They can meet a lot of different people this year. We have a station where people can come, and we have a Christmas elf that's going to be greeting everybody this year. So it'll be a surprise. We've never had our Christmas elf before, but he's our official greeter. He'll be here, and he'll be collecting food and money for Hastings Family Service. Then a little bit further through your drive, you'll have a chance to meet Princess Kay of the Milky Way.
And the real one?
The real one. So that girl that got her head sculpted out of butter at the state fair, she'll be here. And she actually has surprise presents she's handing out that night. And then we have an area where it's a drive-through, not a petting zoo, but it's kind of like a drive-through zoo experience where you'll get to see baby calves up close. We have special winter jackets and earmuffs for them to wear that night. So if it is chilly, they can be outside and greeting visitors. You drive a little farther, Santa and Mrs. Claus are there, and then they'll have surprises for everybody this year. And then there's one more station on the way out where Farmer John and his wife Janet will be there, and they're actually handing out milk and cookies, too.
Oh, my goodness. Did you say that the cows have their own earmuffs?
Yeah, cows have their own earmuffs. You can actually buy earmuffs for cows.
What?
So when you know our cows are going to be outside for a long time visiting with guests, we actually put earmuffs on them so they stay warm and cozy.
Just their ears?
Yep, so they have a winter jacket that they wear and earmuffs.
That's so nice, Sarah. I didn't know that.
Yep, so farmers, actually, depending on the livestock you have, you can get winter jackets for them. So most Minnesota farmers, if you have animals that get to spend time inside and outside, you'll put those jackets on them. All of our baby calves have them throughout the winter. And actually, when they're younger, they have a hard time regulating their hair growth for winter. Once they become parents, then they've got that on lock, and it's a lot like your dog you'd have in your house where their fur gets thicker in the wintertime. But to help out those babies, we have earmuffs and jackets.
That is so sweet. When you say babies, when were these little cows born?
So with the ones that will be there at Santa on the Farm, well, one of them was born yesterday, so it'll
what?
Be about 2 weeks old. Yep. So a cow, once they have their calf, the baby calf starts walking within that first hour that it's alive. So, I mean, yesterday, last evening, that baby was already running around having a great time. So it will be really excited to hang out outside and greet some visitors.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
So it'll be a couple friends out there.
So I guess I thought that all cows or farm animals had their babies usually in the spring.
So that's kind of that traditional way of doing your herd where you'd kind of figure out one time of the year. But now because we have a larger farm, that means that basically we have kind of four different times throughout the year when the babies are born. So it kind of comes in little waves. So a whole bunch of our cows will have their babies. They'll fill up kind of our baby pens because when baby calves are born, they're born without a fully developed immune system. So each baby kind of gets like, you know, when you go to the hospital and if there's multiple babies in the nursery, they kind of each have their own little area in their own cribs. The same thing is true. Each baby calf gets its own crib. And then after about 3 months, they're ready to be put into a pen with other cows because they have that immune system developed. And then we have another wave of babies that comes through and we fill up those baby pens again.
Oh, my goodness. So we are going to see fresh little babies.
Yes, you're going to see brand new little babies. And that's one thing, because they are fresh little babies, that's why you get to drive through. But it's not a true petting zoo experience because we want to keep those babies safe. So you can drive by, you can wave to them, you can see them, you can get pictures of them, but you just can't get out and play with them.
So Sarah, tell us a little bit about how long you've been setting up for this event, because obviously it doesn't happen overnight.
No, actually, our wedding was on our farm in October, and there were actually Christmas decorations already put up, but they were done in a way that were hidden, so people couldn't tell there were Christmas decorations. But it usually takes about a month and a half to get everything set up. So, like you mentioned earlier, I'm an employee for School District 200. So there's the MEA break, where on Thursday there's a convention that teachers can go to. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that week off, then I really hit decorating and we go hard. And it takes a while to get 10,000 Christmas lights up. So we just get started and we go, go, go.
Oh, my goodness. And then you actually every year have something that's slightly new. You mentioned you have an elf. Mm-hmm. Does your elf go by the name Mike? No. Maybe.
Maybe.
Is he going to be on a shelf?
Not on his shelf. We need him to do some work that night.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait to see him. Every year you do something slightly different. What do you have in store besides Elf on the Shelf? Not shelf.
So this year, I built a gingerbread village.
What?
I built a gingerbread village. So we have four different houses. They're 8 by 16 feet. And then outside of the gingerbread houses, there are gingerbread people. And the gingerbread people, actually, each house belongs to a different family connected with Braemar Farms. So Farmer John and Farmer Janet are out there as gingerbread people. Farmer Mike and wife Hillary, they are in front of another gingerbread house. My grandparents are in front of theirs. And then myself and my husband are in front of a gingerbread house as well. So if you kind of do some sleuthing on the Braemar Farms Light Facebook page, you'll see pictures of all of us, and then you can see if you can figure out which gingerbread person is which. So there's little hidden tells on each of the decorations on the gingerbread people who they're supposed to represent.
How fun is that? So you've been working on this all year, haven't you, Sarah?
So when it got where I kind of hit some downtime while we were planning our wedding, I'd take a break and do some woodworking.
Oh, my goodness. How fun.
Isn't that what everyone does?
Moving right along. So this event obviously has been going on for 8 years, and it is mm-hmm. a benefit. Tell people about what you are raising money and food for, please.
So every night, because we are open every night, there's always a donation area, and all of our donations go to Hastings Family Service. So we have an area where there's actually a giant plastic bin where you can put food in if you are feeling generous and you bring something that evening. And then we also have a lockbox where people can leave donations of money for Hastings Family Service. And then we do our big, huge donation night on December 10th when we're open from 5 to 7. And then that's when all of those extra people I mentioned are there earlier to kind of get us in the holiday spirit now that we're at that halfway point of December.
And Sarah, when you think about Hastings Family Service, why was this a place that was important for you and your family to give back to?
So one thing is Hastings Family Service, just growing up, it's always been a place that anytime we had anything extra, we would do different things to help them out. One of the things that a lot of people don't realize is because you have to donate shelf-stable food to places like Hastings Family Service, a lot of times families that rely on it will very rarely be given fresh milk. The last statistic I heard said that if a family does all of their grocery shopping at a food pantry, they usually only get 3 gallons of milk in a year. So that means that because of what we do for a living, it's important for us to find ways to get milk to people. So we always, whenever we collect money, we ask that a portion of it be used to buy milk for people when they don't have milk coming in as donations. And we've done different fundraising on our farm as well to get different things for Hastings Family Service to help grow their dairy section.
And you certainly, if you are in the school systems, you see the need up close and personal, don't you?
Yeah, it's just one of those things where no matter how great things are going for you, you never know what's going to happen. And you might be someone that is a temporary user of Hastings Family Service, or there might be something where you're reliant on them for an extended period of time. And that means that if we're in a situation where we don't need to rely on them, we definitely want to contribute to them to make things easier for other people.
So again, this big event is called Santa on the Farm, and it's December 10th from 5 mm-hmm. until 7 p.m. It is a Christmas drive-through event. Give your address, please, Sarah.
Yeah, so our farm is located at 7048 150th Street East. And actually, we were a couple years ago voted in the top 10 displays in Minnesota. So you can also type us into Google Maps just as Bremer Farms Lights, and it's Bremer and then Farms Lights. And that will come right up on Google. And also, it'll also tell you now how busy the traffic is around our home that night. So you'll know if it's a busy night, a long night, how long you might wait in line to get in. So we are growing. Last year, the local news, a number of stations featured us on their 10 o'clock news. So more and more people are finding out about us.
How fun is that, Sarah? And it's such a great thing to see that others are able to look at the very, very hard work that you're doing. And again, you are open every night, as you mentioned, until New Year's. The big event, though, is Saturday, December 10th. And on December 10th, from 5 until 7 is when you'll have all the extras going on. But people can come through every night, and you will be accepting cash and non-perishable food donations throughout the entire month. What exactly are your hours?
So every night, the lights are on from 4 until 10 p.m. And one thing that we do, if there's severe weather or icy road conditions or anything like that, we always update to let people know, because we are a farm out in the country. We will let people know if our road has been plowed or not yet. So if you follow Bremer Farms Lights on Facebook, any weather-related information is also included on there.
And I hate to ask you, Sarah, but are you still competing with KDWA?
You are in luck this year because of that gosh darn wedding. I did not get our radio transmitter set up. So this year you are in luck. We are not your competition.
Okay. Happy for us, sad for you. Good to know. Sarah, tell us about the Braemer Farms. Is this a farm that has been around for more than one generation? I love hearing about these wonderful family farms.
Yeah, so my grandma and grandpa, they purchased the farm after they got married. So my grandpa farmed on it until he passed away. And my dad has done it. Well, he actually did work release in high school so he could come home and start working. So this is what he lives and breathes. My brother also still milks every morning with my dad. And then I milk every evening. Now my husband, living on the farm, he milks every evening as well. So we get done really fast. See, two sets of hands now. So it's great. And then when it comes to field work, my mom's out there. So my grandma is still going out and taking care of those baby calves. So every night there's three generations working on our farm.
Oh, my goodness. And how many cattle do you have?
So right now we're milking 100 Holstein cows. So those are those black and white ones that people think of when they think of cows.
And how long will a cow be able to milk?
So the life expectancy of a cow is about 8 years, and a cow starts producing milk after it has its first baby. And that's usually about that 2 year mark. A cow's pregnant for 9 months. So it's very similar to that human time span when it comes to having a baby. So when they're about 2 years old, they'll start producing milk, and then they stay for about 8 years on our farm producing milk.
And we have an opportunity on December 10th to not only see your wonderful light display, but also see a farm, a working farm, up close and personal. Mr. and Mrs. Claus are going to be there. A very special elf is going to be there, Princess Kay of the Milky Way. And did you say a cow that's only just a couple days old, a little calf?
Yeah, it'll be a couple weeks old, unless, you never know. We do have some moms that are waiting to have their babies, because actually December is a month where we have quite a few babies. So depending on how the next few days go, there could be a baby just a couple days old.
Sarah, again, give the details and what we should know, please.
All right. So on December 10th from 5 to 7 p.m., you can make your way to Braemer Farms for Santa on the Farm. Our address is 7048 150th Street East, or you can type in Braemer Farms Lights on Google Maps. Braemer is B-R-E-M-E-R. And when you come, there will be all kinds of fun, and you are not going to leave empty-handed. You're going to leave, actually, with three different gift bags from three different present stations.
It's just like Christmas.
I know. We are the gift that keeps on giving.
No kidding. Sarah, we are so happy you called in today. And again, congratulations on your marriage and this wonderful event and all the money and goods that you're raising for such a fabulous organization, Hastings Family Service. Don't miss Santa on the Farm. It's the 8th annual Santa on the Farm. Again, it is Saturday, December 10th from 5 until 7 p.m. If you can't make that night, they are open from dusk until 10 o'clock every night. And the address again is 7048 150th Street East in Hastings. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. You too.
And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Blixin' and blixin' and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa